Reborn out of disaster, four survivors rose again to form a legion of the world's strangest heroes. Da-da-da-doom Patrol!
And welcome to the Doom Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Scott Coles. And with me, as always,
is Murray Fox. And this week we are, well, we're not looking at Doom Patrol. We are looking at Secret Six, number 30.
From April of this year.
That's right. And the reason we're looking at it is because it is part one of a crossover.
With the Doom Patrol.
Yes.
As you may have surmised.
You got it. You got it. Part one of two.
Gail Simone and Jim Calafiore.
Right on. They are the creative team there.
We love Gail Simone. And Calafiore is doing a fine job.
He is.
Sometimes I find his face is a little wonky, but overall, he's no Bruno Premiani, but he gets the job done.
He does indeed. He does. Yeah, I remember him from back, I think he was on Aquaman years ago.
Maybe, yeah.
But,
he's a new name to me.
There you go. Yeah, no, he's all right. He's doing a good job on the Secret Six there.
So you want to take this or what?
Sure. Actually, you know what? My voice is... fading out there, so maybe
like that?
Okay. Yeah, you might want to take this one.
Alrighty. So we open and it's a half page splash of Superman fighting Green Lantern for some reason. And it says Ultimate Crossover. And apparently this is taking place 2 weeks ago, and apparently this is a video game that he is playing. Perhaps DC Universe Online.
Yes.
The ad for which is on the facing page.
There you go, that was that. Cross-marketing, that's right. You betcha.
Now we have this slacker in shorts sitting on the couch playing video games. And his mom's telling him he's supposed to be going to find work. She says, are you going to find work today? She says, I didn't say that. Kevin said that. Not today, son. He's in no mood. And presumably this is Kevin. He comes in. He's, I guess, the stepdad.
Right on.
And he says, for God's sake, kid, have you been playing that thing all night? He says, I took a few minutes to pee, I think. And I'm pretty sure I touched myself inappropriately a couple times. And the big sigh from Kevin. So he sits down and he says, okay, we were going to wait to do this, but you're out. I want you out of the house today, right now. Sick of your attitude, sick of your slacking. Goddamn hippie. You're out. Go stay with your internet friends if they're so wonderful. Let them pay for your onion puffs. What? And the mother puts up very little
fight.
Dad's in charge. The stepdad is in charge in the house.
You betcha.
I have to get to work. If I were you, I'd find a job right damn skippy. Maybe someone needs a 21-year-old slack-jawed OCD case, right? And Kevin leaves, and the mother says, oh, son, your grandfather left you this envelope as well. Said only you were to open it.
So serendipity. Guy,
what's his name? Did he say what his name is? Eric said he goes to his room to open the envelope, and inside is a disc. A DVD, as the kids call them.
You betcha.
Which he puts in his DVD player. And we get sort of a kind of a Brewster's Millions action here.
Right on.
The old dude hooked up to machines, dying his last breath and all that
you
nonsense.
Betcha.
He says, hello, Eric. I know this DVD comes as a surprise. I guess I'm dead. Cancer in every part of me that counts, including the John Thomas. That's a fine ending, isn't it? I have nothing to give you in death, just as in life, grandson. Nothing but my story and my wisdom. Oh, and a particle cannon, and my four mistresses, and $3 billion. Let's talk, shall we?
All right.
Dang, I want his grandpa.
No kidding. Any one of those things would have been fine, but three?
Yeah, all sweet. Three for sure. That was 2 weeks ago. We cut to 12 hours ago. Where a bow tie is being straightened by Scandal Savage.
Mm-hmm.
On the large chest
the of Bane. The big meaty neck there of of Bane.
So it's Scandal Savage and her girlfriend, the dancer that works at the superhero strip club.
Right,
Superiors. I'm not sure what her name is. Jordan. Nope. Jordan the bouncer. Liana, that's her name.
There it is.
So it looks like they're trying to get a date for Bane.
Or Bane.
Possibly just getting him laid. I'm not sure how that's working. So they walk into the strip club. It's called Superiors, I think.
I think so, yeah.
And there are exotic dancers dressed as the Huntress. Well,
sort of dressed.
Mostly dressed as the Huntress, Black Canary, and Harley Quinn. And they're like, oh my god, he's huge. And the Harley Quinn stripper is just skiing.
That's right.
She must really like them big.
You betcha.
So, yeah, Liana introduces her friends.
And they throw themselves at the big old Bane.
Yeah. They ask if it's steroids. And he looks at them dismayed. This is part of the ritual? You only wish. Scandal says this is your first real date. I picked out someone special. I think you're going to like her. Mr. Bane, meet my friend Spencer. I know you two are going to hit it off. And despite the name, it is a girl.
Yes, and Spencer is a little more conservatively dressed. She's wearing clothes.
Clothes, yes. Actual clothes.
Right on. She says,
hi, pleased to meet you, Bane. He's like, I say something nice now, Bane. This is the time to say something nice. I wish to mate.
Awesome.
Here are bargaining tokens. They told me to purchase candies and flowers. Shall we begin negotiations? She's just sort of staring at him.
That's too funny.
And Liana's like, ha, she's quite a joker. Let's go out and we'll see. He's taking you to ballet and then to the best restaurant in the state. Okay, I like dancing. You have nice eyes. He's like, thinks for a minute. The best he can come up with is, your hips seem as though they would bear an adequate weight ratio.
Excellent.
Suddenly in from the other room comes some drunken yahoo, and he's grabbing on to Spencer. He got a promotion. He wants his reward, a special dance, blah, blah, blah.
And he starts licking her. Gross.
I know. He's just a perv. He's like, don't worry. I won't use you up much. He's like, this gentleman, and Liana tells him that he's a regular. He drops a lot of money here. I'll get the bouncer.
Yeah.
And, of course, Bane says, there will be no need. Wham! And he just pulverizes his face, like literally just pulps it.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
His face looks like a Belgian waffle, says the bouncer. Yeah. We should probably go now.
Yeah, well, that Bane. Sorry,
this was a mistake. They tried to rush him out of there, and Spencer's like, hey, you, call me. Yes, call me.
All right. Man, a few words, but he knows how to impress for sure.
Cut to 12 days ago. Looks like Kevin. He's home from work. Yeah, he just got home from work. Oh, what a day. Shot of bourbon, here I come. And sitting inside the house is Eric.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you don't look ready to swing, Daddy-o. He turned off the, I guess he pulled a fuse in the light so you can't see him.
Yeah, that's never a good sign.
Yep. Where's your mother, son? Don't call me that. You're my stepdad, Kevin. And she's out with friends. Did you know that what my grandfather did for a living, Kevin? He was a traveling salesman. A bit of a bum, really. I can see where you get it. See, he wasn't that at all. Turns out Kevin's in a tuxedo with a undone bow tie, a martini in his hand, and he looks like a particle gun. He was a crime boss. Can you dig? He helped found a little organization known as the 100. Wow. That's a long time ago.
I was going to say, yeah, that goes back, doesn't that?
Well, in the 80s, didn't they become the 1000?
I think so.
If I remember correctly.
I think you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that must go back at least to the 70s then when I think Black Lightning used to fight the 100, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. Yeah, they go back.
Way back.
Way back.
So anyway, he says, hey, yeah, they were super cool crime guys. They wore suits and ties to bank robberies. They had dolls lined up around the block. See, well, this guy apparently doesn't know when to quit because he says, even if that were true, which it isn't, you're still a loser, Eric. You've always been a loser. And you'll always be a...
Zap, yeah.
And just zortism. Nothing left but torso. Or just legs.
Yeah.
He said, nope, I'm going to bring it all back. Fly me to the moon.
See, he's not a slacker anymore. He's totally traded up there.
He's hip.
He's very hip. That's
where it's at.
Yeah.
And next we cut to present day, I suppose, and Oolong Island. Woo-hoo! So finally, after all that wait, folks, you get some Doom Patrol.
We get the Doom Patrol. Here they come.
And Cliff is out standing in the middle of a lake with, or in the middle of a stream with hip waders on and a fishing vest and a hat. Suspicion. And Bumblebee flies up. She says, you turned off your locator software. Just wanted some peace, Karen. Can't a man do some trout fishing without being interrupted? There aren't any trout in this river. No, no, there aren't.
Yeah, this is the Doom Patrol. Fishing is never quite as straightforward as you might expect.
And suddenly, it's ambush bug. Pops in. Right. He says, nice, the deadliest cache for garbage disposals. I like. Hey, guess what I am? He's all dressed up as a pirate. Wrong, I'm a pirate. Arr! Cliff does the facepalm.
Yes.
And then Wish Book's like, seriously, check out my booty. Get it? My booty's like, my butt. He's bending over. She's like, oh, Jesus, you have to bring everybody. Sorry, what are you doing here specifically? Well, if you must know, President Kale asked for my help. It seems one of the chief's bio accidents lives in this lake. Why not leave the poor thing alone then? If it's anything like what was done to us, it's suffered enough. Normally I'd agree, until it ate its first tourist 2 days ago.
Now who would go visit Oolong Island? Really?
I don't know. You'd have to be some sort of weirdo, I think.
Knowing that it's a... island inhabited by mad scientists and
crazy
people.
Yeah, not a lot of people know that. It probably has like the touristy attractions and stuff like that as a front so that people don't realize that that's what really its chief export is.
I guess so, yeah.
Super evil tech. Larry asks what he's using for bait, and it turns out he's using skin mags.
All right.
60s skin mags, no less.
Awesome.
And suddenly out of the water comes the giant evil fishy fish with the big teeth and it gobbles up Bumblebee.
Yeah, she's been made a meal.
That thing has Bumblebee in its mouth, Rita. And so Larry lets out the negative dude and goes after the fish, but I guess he misses. I don't know. Let's see. A little quippery between Ambushbug and Robot Man.
Yes.
Larry pulls up the fish with his, negative man energy tendrils are pulling him out of the water.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. He's kind of
and
a...
Rita grabs him and grabs him by the mouth and...
pulls the mouth open and
pops Bumblebee. Fish goo.
Yeah, let the nice newbie girl go.
Yeah. And suddenly Robot Man's like, Rita, babe, I think something might have maybe bit you a little bit. And show her legs and one of them's missing at the knee. Just above the knee, looks like.
Yes.
Cut to 1 week ago. The basement. There are
some slackers.
And fellows doing some sort of role-playing action.
Uh-huh.
You hear a knock on the door, and in comes Eric with four lovely ladies, perhaps ladies of the night, I would tend to guess.
I think so. They're the grandpa's gift there.
Yeah, he is. One of each color. He's
one of every color.
A redhead, a blonde, a black hair, and a blonde. And a
brunette. Brunette. Uh-huh.
Nice. Well done. They're like, Eric, where have you been? The cops have been asking. We haven't star sweeping, Leo. Listen up, guys. Luck be a lady tonight for all of us. Mm-hmm. Are those girls? Are you dumb? It's a little bit of, I don't know. It's a little weird dialogue, I think.
Uh-huh.
But whatever, they're nerds, I guess. They're super nerds.
Yes.
No more Tupac, now it's the Rat Pack. No more...
D&D, I think.
Oh, D&D, that's
right. Yeah.
It looks like DGD.
Yeah.
No more D&D, now we're about to B&E. Oh, yeah.
Right on.
It's turning all Ric Flair on him. The first criminal empire with any style since the 60s, cats and dolls. Smoking, drinking, cursing, and sexual harassment are now mandatory. And we're going to get us a secret island base inside a volcano now. Who's with me?
All right.
And of course, they're after Oolong Island.
Right on. Who knew Oolong had a volcano? Huh.
Yeah, of course it does. Why wouldn't it?
Well, every secret island needs a volcano, I suppose.
Yeah. So we cut to Oolong Island, and Rita's doing very well just staying there with only one leg. So was it the catfish thing? She's like, I don't think so. What in God's name? And Bush Bug's like, weird way to lose weight if you ask me. It's okay if I call you Stumpy? And from over the water comes King Shark.
There we go.
For those of you who may not be aware, King Shark is an old, I think he's a Green Lantern villain, if I'm not mistaken.
Green Lantern had a villain called the Shark. Yeah. Superboy, definitely, yeah.
Definitely fought Superboy back in the jacket and earrings stage of Superboy.
Yes, yeah. I think he may be different than the Green Lantern villain.
I think you're right. But anyway, he's a shark dude, and he likes to eat things.
And he's, the latest member of the Secret Six.
Yeah, and he, well, the eight of them.
The Secret Eight. So
I guess he bit off her leg, and he's saving it for later.
Awesome.
Snack for later, excuse me. I'm supposed to read a prepared statement. Dear people of Oolong Island, we are the elite strike force of the super criminal organization CRUSH. CRUSH. The companions recently united to spread hate. We need your country for our swinging island base. Consider yourself at war. And then I can't read a little bit because the ink is all running. And they cut to the Secret Six. They are sitting there awaiting a reply, I guess. Bane says the word is given.
That's right.
In and out, no killing civilians if possible.
Yeah, we've got here. Who have we got here? We've got Ragdoll, who's been around for quite a while. Bane.
Yes.
Scandal Savage. She's also been around for years since they restarted the Secret Six.
Yeah.
Deadshot and Catman, they've been around. And then there are two new lady members, Jeanette.
Jeanette is actually not that new.
Oh, really?
She is an old Superman villain.
Really?
I
had no idea.
The Silver Banshee.
Oh. Alrighty.
If you read an earlier issue of this series, she freaks out and does her power thing, and you find out that she's actually the Silver Banshee.
Oh, very cool. Alrighty.
And Alice, Black Alice, is a Gail Simone creation.
Right. She, first appeared
in Birds of Prey, I think.
Right on, yep.
So that's them, and they're going to, they're going to beat up the Doom Patrol in order to steal the island for Eric and his buddies.
You bet it. Believe it.
And Deadshot takes the first shot, as he does, and shoots Elastigirl in the arm. She's like, oh, it's on like Donkey Prawn. King Shark
starts whacking.
Belts Larry with his leg.
I love it when dinner comes pre-wrapped.
Ambush Bug goes running away because he's allergic to bullets. So Rita grabs King Shark and picks him up. He's like, what's happening here, Fishman? Who are you? First, I'm a shark. A shark! Second, why don't you ask my friend here? She turns around and it's a giant black Alice.
That's right.
Punches her in the face and says she hates her movies. That's just mean.
That's mean. Yeah, yeah.
Seems uncalled for. Catman says they should go for Robot Man first. Jeanette says, the rickety clockwork fellow? And Catman's like, trust me. And Robot Man's like, oh, so it's these guys. I don't actually like these guys. He shoots a shoulder missile at Jeanette, knocks her out of the air. He's like, hey, firing from the hip at the woman I'm currently putting it to? You ain't got any chivalry or whatever at all? King Shark's like, I got him, and he gives him a big bite over his head into his chest. I don't think that's going to work out too well for him.
Yeah, I love the cliff, so matter of fact. He's seen it all.
Yeah, he's very world-weary, this cliff.
That's right.
Simone's doing a very good job of capturing the voices of the characters.
Yeah, she is. She's got him down.
The Ragdoll's got Larry all wrapped around like he does with his quadruple jointed armies and
that's
stuff.
Right.
Stuff like that. So they're the two sort of goofballs of each team.
Yeah.
Bantering back and forth. Okay, not my business, but she was clearly interested in you. Don't you think you should call her? Talking to Bane about
yeah.
Your girl. He's like, do we have to talk about this now? Except he talks to Bane. So.
That's right.
So in the airship of Crush. Oh, it used to be Smash, I guess.
Yeah, they've got that.
Interesting. That must be like a sub thing of
Crush.
Or he just bought the plane off of somebody named Crush. Hard to say. And his buddies are wondering if they hired the right guys to do the deed. He's like, that's okay. I don't know if I trust them. I think we should bury them. Follow me? So he gets the girls that all decked out in parasailing, parachuting outfits, and they jump out of the plane. With bombs,
yeah, yeah.
He's like, his buddy's like, are they going to be okay? He's like, I think so. To be honest, I'm not sure of the blast radius. But there's always more feline tail where they came from, am I right? Jesus, Eric. Look, you're not getting this, Leo. We are bringing the sexy back. We are putting the fun back in world domination. There is no fun in world domination. And you will not stop me from having an exploded volcano as my secret hideout, Leo McInerney. Cut back to the big fight. King Shark does not have him at all, as it turns out. His teeth cannot penetrate steel ceramic hide.
Yeah.
Whatever Cliff's made of.
Cliff's just throwing him off like an old coat there, that's right.
He's talking to Catman. He's like, you sucker punched me last time. You know that, right? He's like, oh, I expect you'll need a tissue. Yeah. But you might want to have a gurney handy, pal.
Right.
So, Catman doesn't care. He's come wading in.
They're facing off there.
Rita and Alice are duking it out at giant size. So you think it's just brute force being this size, girl? And Alice is like, I think I saw you topless in like 4 crappy movies, and you don't call me girl.
Topless? Rita? No.
Right. Rita doing some mean movie action. Scream queen.
Right.
Oh, boy. President Kale's people say she's in a meeting. Agent Blanca, get her out of the damn meeting then. What do we tell her? Tell her the dormant volcano is about to kill every living thing on this island, starting with the Doom Patrol. And so a bunch of them realize that the volcano is going off, and they all look over. Except for Ambush Bug, who's got his hands over Jeanette's eyes and riding her like a donkey. Donkey rides! Hee-haw! Hee-haw!
Yahoo!
And Bumblebee is of the opinion that they are most definitely dead.
Right on. And that is, of course, where it ends.
Part 1 of 2. Suicide roulette, like a star on the horizon. So that was cool.
It was good. Yeah, you're right, Gail Simone.
I love the Secret Six almost as much as I love the Doom Patrol.
So yeah, they're pretty cool.
Ultimately thrilled when they announced this team-up.
Uh-huh.
Is more like
yeah, a little crossover for sure. And
it's very cool. I see there's two of the only books that I actually get from DC anymore, along with Legion.
Yes, and they actually
they crossed them over for me. It was nice.
That was very cool.
Didn't have to buy anything I wasn't already buying.
Very nice.
So next week we'll look at the second half of that. So
right on.
We'll wait and see if the volcano gets them or not.
Yep, lava covered Doom Patrol, or where will they save the day?
Only time and us will tell.
That's right. That is right.
Until then, if you want to get a hold of us, you can drop us an email at doompodtroll@gmail.com.
That's right. We got an email this week.
We did.
We did. We got one from David Foster.
David Foster.
David Foster. That's right. He says, "Hey, guys, just wanted to drop you a note to say that I enjoy your podcast." Aw, thanks. I've been reading the Doom Patrol in all its incarnations since the 80s. As a kid, I was vaguely aware of who the DP were, but they didn't have a regular title until Kupperberg's run started. I read Kupperberg's run only sporadically. I'm not his biggest fan. But I began following the book closely when Morrison took over, and I've been hooked ever since.
That's almost exactly the same way it happened for me.
There you go.
Although I started in the showcase issues. But.
Right. Yeah. He goes on to say, "I don't have any of the original series, so I find your retro reviews to be wonderfully informative and entertaining. Who knew the characters have been so consistent over all these years?"
That's true. They are fairly consistent.
Yeah, you can't really argue with that. Like, originally you think, they couldn't possibly be this. But everything that Giffen's laying down has been kind of put down already years before. That's right. He goes on to say, "I'm sad that the current series will be ending soon."
Yeah, you and me both.
"But please don't let that stop you guys from podcasting. There are tons of goofy, funky, trippy stories for you to cover, so even if every week is retro week, you won't hear me complain. Besides, you'll be there when the DP comes back." Oh, yeah, let's hope.
Yeah, we hope so, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got lots more stuff to get to. There's the whole Morrison run.
Oh, for sure.
We'll get to that eventually, and perhaps even the Kupperberg run. Our Cootie run.
Yeah, that would be a good one to look at.
I don't know if we're going to touch the John Byrne run, to be honest. Even though it has a giant forearm monkey, which normally would be, you know, the cat's pajamas as far as I'm concerned.
For sure, and it's got Metamorpho, and it's got...
Some of that stuff was pretty rough.
Oh, yeah.
You never know, we might get desperate sometime.
I forgot all about the monkey guy.
Yeah.
And sure.
He was in the first issue of their current.
Yeah, he was. I kind of thought.
He's still alive.
There
somewhere.
Must have been plans there for him, but who knows? Who knows? Anyway, he asks, "Speaking of comebacks, how do you think it should happen? We've seen three recent Doom Patrol series, all of which fizzled after about a year and a half. It's clear there's a fondness out there for the DP, but maybe not enough support for an ongoing series. What to do? DC could go the Marvel route and replace the regular members with Deadpool, Wolverine, Spawn, and Buffy. But that's just a naked ploy for a temporary sales surge." That always backfires. "I love the inclusion of Ambush Bug in the series. I hope he sticks around, but he's not exactly a sales magnet." Oh. And his suggestion. That's right. Totally.
If Ambush Bug's in it, I will buy it.
Absolutely. He suggests.
As long as he's doing stuff, not just sitting there.
Yeah.
Cameo.
Right on. Yes, I agree. He suggests miniseries instead of trying and failing with another ongoing. Publish Giffen's next planned arc as a 4 or 6 issue miniseries, collect it as a trade and see how it sells. My guess is that more people will commit to a DP mini than an ongoing, and sales will be encouraging. Then, as long as each miniseries is eventful and meaningful, DC can publish the Doom Patrol as a series of occasional miniseries, picking up more and more casual readers along the way. What do you guys think?
I like the cut of your jib, sir.
That's right. I'd be totally fine with that.
Seems the most sensible thing to do these days, because I guess these, you know, if it doesn't have the goddamn Green Lantern in it, sales just aren't there, so you have to come up with another plan, and I think that's a decent one.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only does that allow Keith Giffen to do another one, but you could have other people doing a miniseries too.
Yeah, you could get a whole bunch of...
You know, other creators in there, which I would like to see.
I would be all for a miniseries. I'd be all for an ongoing, but I would take a miniseries.
A series of miniseries.
That's right. That is right. I mean, it worked for the Secret Six, right? They did their...
They did two miniseries,
and then they got their ongoing. And
it's still going.
It's still going. So, fingers crossed. We'll see them come back soon.
We shall see.
Alrighty. Anyway, so that's how you can get a hold of us. You can send us an email, and we will respond. Or you can come visit us over on our website, doompodtroll.com, and leave comments there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're always happy to read them over there, too.
Comments are awesome.
You betcha. Alrighty, we will catch you all next week with part 2 of the Doom Patrol Secret 6 bash-up.
You know, I think we should come up with, we need an ending, Seacrest out or something. Probably not that, but, you know, something like that, a closer.
We do. We'll have to come up with one. Catch you later. Yeah, we'll figure one out. That'll be our homework. Yeah.
Tune in. Anybody have any ideas for us?
That's right. In the meantime, bye-bye.